One of the famous koans that they use in China and in Japan, I think maybe Korea as well, I'm not sure, is the question, show me your original face before your mother and father were born. That statement, apparently, according to the story, comes while Hui Neng was fleeing. The group of people from the monastery were chasing after him, and one particularly athletic member of the pursuing group was a soldier. He was very, very fit and ran very quickly, and so Hui Neng couldn't get away. He realized this soldier's going to catch up with me. And so he put the robe and bowl on a rock beside the path and then took himself off to one side and hid. And then the soldier came along and saw the robe and the bowl sitting there on the rock. But when he tried to pick it up, he couldn't lift them. They didn't weigh very much, but he wasn't able to lift them off the rock. And then when Hui Neng appeared, then what he said to the soldier was, as I remember the story, show me your original face before your mother and father were born, and then you can take the bowl and the robe. And then the soldier realized, I think I should leave this guy alone. This is obviously not normal, the fact I can't lift up this piece of cloth and this little alms bowl, and he's asking me this mysterious question. I think he should be left alone. And so then he bowed to the young Hui Neng and took his way back down the path and told him, he's not that way, let's try over here. And he kind of led the rest of the pursuing group off in a different direction. Hui Neng was able to make his escape.
Yes. Do you know why 16 years? Why he came back after 16 years?
You have to read the story. I think it was just sort of letting things die down. I'm not sure. He was often hiding in the forest. One can only guess. Maybe he thought, well, maybe enough time's gone by. Let's sort of go along to a monastery, to a Dhamma assembly, listen to what people are saying and catch some of the conversation that people have or what they're talking about. The state of the teachings or the religion or just testing the waters. I have no memory of being there at the time. I think it's simply having let a good amount of time pass by and thinking, okay, this might be the moment to appear. And then he made that choice. It's also that, and Lumpur Cha used to quote this, because Ajahn Buddhadasa was quite active in translating some Zen teachings into Thai. And the teachings of Huang Po, and I think he also translated at least some of this.
Yeah.
And there was an American Zen practitioner who stayed at Suwon-mok. Apparently Ajahn Buddhadasa had really enjoyed having conversations with and learnt a lot about Zen from him. So you have Lumpur Cha quoting some of that in one or two of his Dhamma talks, because the assembly that Hui Neng went to, there was two monks that were debating about a flag moving in the wind. And one is saying, it's the flag that's moving. The other one is saying, no, it's the wind that's moving. And there was this sort of philosophical debate going on between the two. And according to the story, Hui Neng piped up and said, Venerable Sirs, it is neither the flag or the wind that is moving. It is your minds that are moving. And they went, oh, who's this guy? So the attention went to him, and then he stepped up and acknowledged that he had this background. And so Lumpur Cha would quote that and say, this Hui Neng had a lot of wisdom, that it was not the flag or the wind, it's the people's minds moving. So that was the moment of emergence. That's as much as I know about the story.